Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Bob Leonard on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Marianne Reha Van Ruckel about spring flower gardening. Marianne, I bet your spring garden is planned all out.
No, my garden isn't planned out yet, but I have some ideas.
Well, would you like to share some of those?
I don't do vegetable gardening per se, but I do some container gardening, and then I might put a few at the end of vegetables at the end of my flower beds. And my flower beds, I love to do things that were with hot colors, bright yellows and reds and blues, and a real eclectic look. I like things that are going to be strong and sturdy, like sun coleus and lantana. I always put a flower called a scovola, which is a blue sand flower, and I love to put that in my front bed. So I always have to have a couple of those in there. And then I love the trusty petunias. I use two petunias in my front bed. They just have a lot of color. One of my favorite ones is the Sangria Charm. It's a super petunia. It's a very little petunia, but in the flower size, but it kind of mats the ground, and it's always something I like to put in my flower bed.
Now, is this your own personal expression, or is this something that's sort of trendy now?
I think people are looking for things that are just really sturdy. That's part of, is trendy, but otherwise, those are my personal preferences.
How big of a garden do you plant, a flower garden?
Well, I do my whole south front bed. There's two sides of my house in the front that I do flower beds. And they probably are like 4 feet by, on the one side is 12, probably 4 by 12, and the other side is probably 4 by 12 also space. And then I have a tiered flower bed down by my patio, which is a built-in bed, and that is probably a space about, it's probably 4 by 18 or so.
Well, and what should people that are looking forward to planting their flower gardens, or maybe they've already got some perennials in, what should they be doing now?
Well, we're here at the mid-March. Usually about April 1st, you're starting to uncover things like if you had mounded up your roses or anything else to protect them for the winter. Kind of the theory is April 1st. Take that off. You might be then cutting out the dead of your roses and cutting them back April 1st. Cleaning up all the old vegetation, seeing what's starting to peek through. Probably a little wet yet to be working the soil, but when we get into April, mid-April, they can start working their soil.
And how do you suggest we work our soil?
Mainly, like I said, you're cleaning up all the excess plant foliage from last year, if you did, because I tell people to clean it up. Some people like to clean in the fall. Some people like to clean in the spring. I usually clean in the spring, and then that's something to do right away instead of thinking I should be planting right away. I'm cleaning, and so then I'm just kind of working the soil. If I know there's a spot that I need to amend, so I might be thinking about because I have a real clay soil, I might be thinking about adding some more. Something that's more organic to my soil to help amend it. Other people might be doing the same thing. Just adding organic to the soil is a good thing to do, whether that be some manure or peat moss or some compost of some sort.
And so when will you start planting, and what will you start planting first?
Well, to tell you the truth, I'm probably not a good example because I'm, like the shoemakers never make the shoes for his own children. I don't get to plant until late mid-May to late May, just because I'm busy in our greenhouses, and so I don't get to planting until really late compared to everybody else.
Well, when would you suggest people start planting? Should they have the time available?
If they're going to do something cool, they know that it's going to take the cool temperatures, then they can start by maybe the last week of April. If they look at that 10-day forecast, I tell people, they want to start April, late April, look at the 10-day forecast, see what's coming up. If it's a cool, then go ahead, or early May. But then I really suggest after our frost date, which is May 10th, that would be better to start planting.
Any other last words of advice for our gardeners as we enter spring?
Have fun. So I always tell my people, just go out and have fun, enjoy, do what you like. Maybe choose one thing that's out of the box that you don't normally do. That's kind of my suggestion.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Mary Ann Reha Van Ruckel. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Bob Leonard with KCII News.